91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
Good morning and welcome to In Touch with Quinty. My name is Sarah Cook and today we're taking a look at a day in the life of the ongoing labor disputes between the teachers' unions and the provincial government. It's Tuesday morning, February 3rd, and we're outside of the Hastings Prince Edward Board headquarters on Dundas Street in Belleville. Like many parents, my kids are off school due to the strikes and were with me while I visited the picket lines to talk to teachers about why they are participating in the strikes. Over 75 teachers, parents, and school administrators are walking up and down the streets with signs that say things like, "Cuts hurt kids." Many cars passing by are honking their horns in support of the action. I caught up with Gavin Foster, who is a teacher at Harry J. Clark Public School here in Belleville. I began by asking him to introduce himself.
I am an elementary school teacher at Harry J. Clark Public School in Belleville, Ontario. I teach prep coverage, which means I teach all kinds of things, but predominantly I'm the music teacher for grade 1 to grade 8.
So why are you here today, Gavin?
We are here today. We have stopped teaching. We have stopped working for the day as a way to protest a lot of the changes that the Ford government is putting through to the education system, and we are standing up for the rights of our students, and we are standing up for the rights of the education system that we currently have to make sure that it remains the best education system it can be.
There's a big misconception going around with parents and social media and stuff like that you guys are just here for the pay. Can you say anything to clear up that misconception?
Sure. In my opinion, and I definitely think there are five major points that we feel as educators that we are here fighting. And I think that if you just take a walk down to where we are walking today, the number of car honks and waves and thumbs up we are getting, I'd say the majority of the public agrees that we are not here simply to waste money. But we are here to fight things like increased class size. We are here to fight things like the cuts to special education and to our supports in our schools. We are here to cut the changes to Regulation 274, the things that have been worked so hard to make sure that our occasional teachers get the fair deal that they receive. We are here, pardon me, we are here to fight a myriad of other changes to our school board that are affecting the way our students learn and the way that our students are educated. And I think we're here to make sure that we are all standing up to make sure that we can continue to bring the best education that we can to the children of our community.
Could you touch on why class size matters?
Certainly. From my point of view, I am a teacher who goes into a classroom, and generally any supports that a classroom would have, not forever, but generally, my class is kind of their break because it's the teacher's break as well. And when I go into a class by myself, I like my ratio to be somewhere in the 20 to 30 range. All of a sudden, you put me in a class with 36, 38, 40 kids, and I'm all by myself. That's a lot of issues for me to manage by myself. And that also, for the rest of my colleagues, is a lot for one person to try to manage. When you have students with a variety of needs being included in all classrooms, it can be very challenging. The more you have, the less individual time each student gets, and the less chance they have of meeting their own personal success.
What's the largest class size you've taught in so far to date?
The largest class I have ever had to date, I believe, is 38. And as a music teacher, my biggest struggle is I don't physically have 38 instruments in my room. So I cannot bring my program effectively to a class size that large without a substantial increase in capital. To buy new instruments and buy new things. So at all times, I have a handful of students sharing, which means one of them is playing, one of them is watching, and they trade off when I have a class size that large.
Oh, really? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just like to add that if you look at not only the people driving by us, but if you look at the number of people that are out here supporting us, and that's not just the teachers, that's our admin are here, and some of our parents are here with us today, and we have children here with us today, and we have friends and families walking with us today. I think you will see that this is a different type of walk, a different type of strike than you may have seen before. We are specifically here so that our children will have a better and brighter future. And as a parent, that's one of the reasons that I am here, is so my children can have the best education system possible.
That was Gavin Foster, a teacher at Harry J. Clark Public School. After speaking with him, I wanted to find out more about Regulation 274, the hiring process for teachers, which the union says the provincial government is seeking to scrap. Doug Thurore is the occasional teacher's representative, and he was able to give me the lowdown.
Under Regulation 274 that came in about 7 years ago, teachers are hired first to the board, and then after they're hired, they must complete 10 months of teaching with the school board before they can apply to an LTO list. Once they apply to the LTO list, they can apply for long-term positions. When they are in a long-term position, they must be evaluated by a principal at least twice and have a successful evaluation to apply for full-time work. Once that process is complete, they're eligible for full-time employment. It's a process that's fair. It enables us to hire teachers that have experience and have been evaluated. The government wants to get rid of that so they can hire, or the boards can hire the way they have in the past, which doesn't work.
That was Doug Thor from the ETFO. After a busy morning on the picket line, my daughters needed a break, so we headed over to McDonald's for a Happy Meal and to burn some energy at the play place. I spoke with some of the parents that were there, and many agreed that they weren't 100% sure why the teachers were striking. Matt Whiting, who was there with his daughter and his friend Rebecca Norton, talked to me about some of the struggles parents face when there are these walkouts.
Finding care. Like, luckily, I don't have to work today, but if I did, it would be tight. You know, I have to change my whole schedule, my whole lifeline, just to find someone to watch my kid. So that's hands down the biggest struggle.
What do you think? Parents are not. What do you think the biggest misconception is with the strike as a parent?
I think by default, everyone thinks that it's all about money. You know, and that's because that's word of mouth. Anytime anyone goes on strike, it's always, oh, they want more money or they want this. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, people become teachers to help kids. They don't just do it for money, right? So there's obviously more to the situation than just money. So, and like I said to you, it's not always easy to find that information. Like, I have no idea what they're going on strike for. It could be money. It could be, you know, class sizes. It could be more teachers, you know, whatever it may be. It's hard to find that information, I find.
Do you think class size matters?
Absolutely. 100% it does. Yeah.
Could you elaborate on that a little more for
sure.
me?
Sure. So, like, my daughter right now has two teachers. She's in senior kindergarten, so she's got two teachers. So that's roughly about 15 kids per teacher. I'm not a teacher. I don't know if that's a good number. You know, I have one kid and that's quite enough as it is. So having 15, you know, I can imagine what it's like, right? Her class originally was bigger than 30 and they had to actually find more teachers to balance it out.
It's crazy. Yeah, so what school does she go to?
She goes to Sir John A.
Sir John A?
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful school, and they do everything they can for the kids. I went there as a kid. You went there as a kid. It's a great school. But yeah, they obviously have some challenges on class sizes, but it's definitely an important thing.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add on it? Or
Like some schools in the state, they will have like about 40 kids per class, and they stuck a bunch of like teachers and volunteers in a classroom once, and they were all, half of them were like standing. So if you have a class where it's supposed to fit like 24 kids, how can you expect to have like a one-on-one experience or to help the kid even learn if you have over 40 kids to one adult? Like if something goes wrong in one corner and they're attending to that, but something's going on in the other, they can't monitor that. And it's not a good experience for the kids because they go home and feel like they didn't learn anything.
That was Matt Whiting, who is a parent affected by the strikes, and his friend Rebecca Norton. After a fun lunch break, I decided to visit some other strike sites. We took a trip out to Trenton High School, where we found more teachers, parents, and children on the picket line. I caught up with David Henderson, who is the president of the local Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario. There are 650 members of the ETFO locally. I started by asking him why they're on strike today.
Ask any of our teachers, and they'll tell you that the main issues are about the need for increased supports for our special needs kids. Something has to be done about violence in the classrooms, and we're concerned about class size in the kindergarten program, but pay is way, way down the list of priorities for us. If pay was the issue, then our members wouldn't be giving up pay to be out here.
Exactly. Can you tell me why class size matters?
Class size is so important because there are so many special needs in regular classrooms now that it is impossible for the teacher to get around to give those kids the support that they need. We don't have enough EAs in the system either. So if you're going to overload kids with more bodies and more special needs students, then that's going to affect the education of everybody.
Could you tell me what an average class size is right now? Like what a day looks like in a classroom for an elementary school teacher?
It depends on the grade level. In primary, we still have the primary class size cap of 20 with a maximum up to 23. That's provincially mandated. Every board is slightly different in terms of junior and intermediate classes from grades 4 to 8. Mm-hmm. But in those cases, you're operating on a board-wide average. So you could have classes that are small, but then those are balanced by classes that are quite large. So we have classes in the system that are over 30, and that becomes unmanageable.
Exactly. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, there's a lot of misinformation coming from the government in terms of what's happening at the bargaining table. Last week we had 3 days. There was some optimism as to maybe there's a possibility of a deal. And the longer they talked, the more people thought that maybe that was going to happen. My understanding is that they were on the verge of a deal, or there was the basis of a deal there on the table. And then at the last minute, the government decided to throw something on the table that they knew the union just would not be able to accept. So it's almost like they were hoping to escalate this situation. They don't want a deal. I think what they're trying to do, because there are 4 teachers' unions and we are all in various stages of work to rule and strike action, I think they're trying to find one of them to pick off and then apply the same thing to everybody else. That's a common strategy that they've used in the past. I don't think it's going to work this time because the stakes are too high, and all 4 of the teacher affiliates are working really closely together. OECTA is also out on strike today along with us, and OSSTF has plans to go out. So I think the government has really bungled this whole file.
That was David Henderson, the president of the local ETFO. You've been listening to some of the voices from the picket lines during the one-day strike by public elementary teachers on Tuesday, February 3rd. There was another one yesterday. And the labor dispute remains ongoing, with further walkouts scheduled regionally and provincially next week. We'll continue to follow the dispute on QNET News. I'm Sarah Cook, and thanks for tuning in to In Touch with Quinty. You can find In Touch with Quinty again next week on 91X.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.